Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cisternino, and we are back with some bonus coverage. I'm very excited today to get to catch up about what's been going on The Bachelorette. And I am here that I'm very lucky, blessed, that we have the two best in the business, the two women who are on top of all things Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise, which we were robbed of this past year, but we're going to talk about everything that's going on with the transition that happened on The Bachelorette this last week. Between we had one bachelorette out, a new bachelorette in, and here to help me make sense of it all are the hosts of our Bachelorette Rehap Up. We have the great Haley Strong and Rehap Recapper Amy.
Hi, Rob.
Yes.
How's it going?
Oh, okay. First off, I'm always so excited to catch up with our longest Rehap Up hosts running. It's over 6 years covering the Bachelor franchise.
I feel like we're the grandmothers of the Rehap Up Network. Like, we are sitting in our Florida condo on the beach knitting, you know, crop tops.
Pioneers. The pioneer.
Been doing as long as Claire's been looking for love on The Bachelor.
Yes. And you two have seen it all over the years, and never before have we got into a situation like this, where it's been national news. We had, it was a peaceful transfer of power on The Bachelorette this past week, but we had our outgoing Bachelorette Claire and our new Bachelorette coming in, Tayshia, and I wanted to see what was going on. I've watched the last two episodes of The Bachelorette, but I was hoping that you could help me make sense of everything that's going on, because I have so many questions.
Well, lay them on us. Yeah. Start with your burning of questions.
Yes. Okay. Well, first off, let me just say, for anybody who might not be aware, you should check out our Bachelorette Rehap Up show, where Amy and Haley have a recap up about all of the episodes this season, including this week's episode, episode number 5. First off, Bachelor is on Tuesday now, and then, Haley, it got preempted because of the U.S. election then this week, and then what'd they do?
So last week, because of the election, it wasn't on its semi-usual Tuesday night. It was on Thursday night. So that was an interesting move. It kind of felt like maybe they were burying the end of Claire's story. Usually it's on Monday nights, but it doesn't air this time of year. Yeah. Usually The Bachelor's airing from May till July. So the usual spot for Monday nights is Dancing with the Stars, which is mm-hmm. happening right now. So they went to Tuesday nights, which is great for me because it really spreads out my ability to watch as much good television as possible over the 5 days of the school week.
Yeah. And this was so weird. And I want to just try to bring people up to speed on what's going on in case you are just barely following what's going on in the world of The Bachelor, where we had a bachelorette and her name is Claire. And her thing is that she was a older bachelorette. That was her claim to fame, Amy?
Yeah, that's one of them. So she is 39, and she was the old bachelorette contestant when she was, 32, 31, or 33, looking for love on Juan Pablo's season.
So she's actually 50.
Yeah, exactly. She came out on that season wearing a pregnant belly. That was her limo entrance.
Oh, no.
And, we saw her mention babies on this
yes.
show, so her
yes.
storyline hasn't changed too much. Mm. Also known for talking to a raccoon on Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, yes.
And she was on Winter Games, and you wouldn't know it from watching the season, but she did get engaged on that show to Benoit, a Frenchman from Bachelor
Benoit,
Canada.
That's his name?
Yes.
Okay. All right. No further questions. And so... That here's Claire, and so she was the bachelorette, and then she apparently found love very early on with a man named Dale, and basically yada yada the season and wrapped it up 4 episodes in. She didn't want to go in on any more dates, and that we had a proposal. That Haley, I don't even know. Did Claire and Dale even like hold hands before they were engaged to be married?
They had gone on one one-on-one date. But that was like after she decided she didn't want to continue with any of the guys. Yeah, they had only gone on like one or two
unofficial date. It was like she let go with other guys.
Okay, and so the question is, I guess that you know, is there scandal here? Because that nothing here makes sense. Where that she went on one date with the guy, basically said, "Shut it down. I'm ready to marry this guy," and he's like, "I'm ready to get married too." And Chris Harrison's like, "Well, I guess the next step is a proposal." Like, what? How about a second date as the next step?
I feel like there was scandal, but the scandal happened in July when all this news was coming out.
Okay.
Amy and I try very, very hard to avoid any spoilers when it comes to The Bachelor and Bachelorette, and they usually run rampant, but no more before this year. We couldn't avoid it. It was just on every major news platform. I think even if you're not into The Bachelor or Bachelorette or anything, you were still kind of, this was coming across your newswire, or maybe your newswire is a little more highbrow than mine. I don't know. So we knew that this was going to happen, but it was more intriguing to figure out how we got from point A to point B and how we got there so quickly.
So let's just set that up so that this was, of course, a season that they had to figure out how to film it during a pandemic. So, Haley, what had happened? They had cast the season pre-pandemic and then weren't able to film it until they had a bubble, and then the whole cast knew each other.
So the whole season was more or less cast. Claire had started filming. She was filming all of her intro packages, and I'd say that all the guys were in California for the first night, and then that's kind of when the world shut down, you know, or that mid-March, early March. So all the guys had to go home. They weren't even sure if they were going to be able to have a season. And the cast that was released, it was a lot of guys in their mid-20s. And for a woman who was 39, a lot of people just kind of wanted a little bit more for Claire. So they were able to recast a little bit, but even then they still weren't sure if they're going to be able to run the season or not. They found a place to do it, La Quinta Inn in Palm Desert. Mm-hmm. And they went there, they brought the cast in, they quarantined everybody, they did multiple COVID tests, and then they were able to start filming. And then, so we weren't sure, because we had heard Claire fell in love really quickly. Well, was she talking to this guy? That's obviously our immediate thoughts. You know, because she knew who the cast was, and she was able to look them up.
At least 60% of her cast, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She was able to slide in their DMs, or they're able to slide in hers. And obviously, that's probably out of contract, but, I mean, what's stopping
it's technically possible, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that's not quite what happened. If we were to believe Claire's story, which Amy and I do, she didn't talk to Dale beforehand, but she did watch all of his Instagram stories, was following him on social media, or, like, at least keeping up to date with him. I feel like she was probably doing that with all of the guys who she thought was on her season, as I think any reasonable person would if they were in that position. So she kind of fell in love with like a social media version of Dale before she even met him. And then she says when they got to the resort and he came out of the limo, there was just that instant chemistry. And it was love at first sight.
Okay. Amy, this all is just so confusing to me in terms of like why this happened, because I just feel like that for Claire and for Dale, even if they fell head over heels for each other from afar and they had not been incommunicado during this time when they knew the cast and they weren't going out there, they weren't pre-gaming, Derek didn't set them up, okay? So they just fell in love admiring each other's posts from afar. They didn't just want to go through the motions and be on TV and be the Bachelor and the Bachelorette?
That's what I would think. My thought, so I at first was convinced they had to have been speaking, and it wasn't until she swore on her dad's grave that I thought, okay, well, she would not do that. She has to be telling the truth. You know, maybe she sent a fire emoji or something like that, but they didn't technically communicate. I just think there had to have been something when she was
emoji
watching the stories.
Emoji is not communication?
I think there could be a loophole there. But My thought is when Chris came in, I think she was almost pushed out because he came in to talk to her and she was asking like, yeah, I would like a little more time with him. Where should we go from here? And he was the one really saying the proposal's the next step. He was leading the witness, I think.
Yeah. Haley, do you feel that way? Do you feel like that it wasn't so much that Claire wanted out, it was that the Bachelor wanted to push the eject button on Claire?
Yeah, I would say that. I think they all knew where it was heading. I don't think Claire would have up and quit on her own.
Oh.
But I think it was necessary for them to kind of push her out. Like, the story was done. We had, you know, sure, we're seeing an edited product, but they can't just completely make up the things that are happening. And like, these things were happening. And so they knew that they were going to have a real terrible season on their hand if they just kept going with Claire. So I think they made the right choice to press that eject button. I do think they're pushing a proposal. It didn't seem like Claire was saying, I need to be engaged at the end of this. And I really don't think Dale was expecting maybe to be engaged after 12 days or whatever it was. But gosh, I wish them the best.
Amy, I really like this reading of events because I was under the impression that I thought that Chris Harrison seemed kind of pissed and annoyed with Claire in my watching his interactions with her.
I think he was annoyed at what had transpired up to that point because she had done things like cancel dates. They did a roast where, at least of the footage we saw, all the guys were making their jokes about Dale, and she really did not take well to that. Ooh. And so then when their group date continued on to the cocktail party, she did not give anyone a group date rose, which we've never seen that happen before, because she was annoyed that they all made fun of Dale. And so I think the fact that she was taking things into her own hands in a different way and not really playing the game. I think if they were traveling, she would have been more game to give, make out with more guys. But she just was not even like able to act.
Yeah. Haley, did they prepare Bachelor Nation? I love it when Chris Harrison talks about Bachelor Nation. I like it when he just like talks about it. Like it's like he asks questions like, so what do you have to say to Bachelor Nation right now about everything that's going on? But was Bachelor Nation prepared that this was going to happen, or was this a surprise for Bachelor Nation in the way that they presented the early episodes of the season?
I don't think it was a surprise at all, but I do feel like everyone was just waiting to get to the inciting incident. It's like we watched 4 weeks of almost felt like nothingness to get to a point where it was really like kicking off. I think they edited it in a way where they weren't trying to BS us about the story or what it was going to end up being. When Dale got out of the limo and he goes inside, Claire turns around and says, oh, I just met my husband. And then Chris Harrison comes out and is like, what did I just hear you say? And then he goes back and then more guys are brought out. It was one of the weirdest things I've seen. And then, you know, we saw her talking about Dale constantly and, everything was just Dale, 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 Dale.
When Claire would get upset about something, Dale would appear out of the bushes. Like, it was just a little interesting that he was just everywhere he needed to be. And they would get all this alone time that the other guys didn't get. So these guys they're just pissed that they had no chance with Claire, but I think they're really more that they just didn't get a chance to be shown on the show.
But Amy, at the start of the season, like when you watch the first episode where they're like, this season on The Bachelorette, they're like, it's the craziest season that we've ever had, where Claire is going to walk away and a new Bachelorette will come in. Like, did they prep the audience for that? Or is this for the casuals? Was this a big surprise?
They would do like really weird things. Like they would show like just one clip of Tayshia coming out of the water in a swimsuit at the end of one of the clips. But the rest of it, like all the promos were just featuring Claire, but then she would kind of like fade out. But they didn't announce it like there's going to be a switcheroo or just wait and see. They would just say unlike any other. I thought they should have been more upfront with it because it was, you know, just out there. But it was more like find out if the rumors are true.
Yeah. So last week's episode was all about they finally got Dale to propose to Claire after one date and then, you know, shooed them away. And then the remaining guys, Haley, who were kind of pissed, all the guys, the guys that were all there were all like, you know, this is not cool. You didn't give us a chance. And they were all mad. One guy wanted Claire to apologize.
Kenny, the boy band manager. Yeah.
Yeah. He wanted an apology. She's like, what am I apologizing for? Like, you didn't give us a chance.
She really didn't give them a chance. And I feel like she could have been a little more sorry about genuinely wasting their time. And
she was sorry, not sorry.
I think the thing she could have been a little shown a little more atonement for was not even bothering to getting to know them. Mm-hmm. I think that was the big stinger for me, was that she just like didn't even try with most of them. She just had such laser focus, and she came into the season knowing what she wanted, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so she found it. And what's the point of sticking around? What's the point of wasting everyone's time?
Yeah. Amy, I love this idea where a reality show is ready to push the reset button mid-season. You know, how much better would Big Brother be if, you know, 3 weeks in, they're like, you know, this cast is not working. Let's just push the reset button. All right, just bring in a new cast. Let's go.
I would have loved another all-star, you know, like limo waiting in the wings to come in on Big Brother. That would have been good.
We're going to speed this up. We're going to declare a winner here. And then we're going to start an all new season. Here we go. 3-4 weeks in. I think that more reality shows should follow suit, because I think that if you're a future bachelor or bachelorette, boy, better keep it fun, because I don't want to get pushed out the door.
Yeah, like they absolutely made the right decision here. Mm-hmm. I'm really happy that they went outside the box and did something unexpected, because it was the right choice. Like, I can't imagine spending more time watching what Claire was doing.
Yeah. And here comes Tayshia, and she seems fun. Amy, what do we know about Tayshia?
So she was on Colton's season, and she was placed third, but was the only person to get a fantasy suite date, interestingly, on that season. It didn't go well.
Why
Colton
not?
Colton had laser focus, too, on a contestant that basically left, and then he just left to pursue her. So
did she leave when Colton went into the fantasy suite with Tayshia?
It was right before that, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. She left to avoid the fantasy suite.
Wait, I think Cassie was her fantasy suite date, but she left.
Left during it?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Tayshia was also on Bachelor in Paradise. She dated John Paul Jones.
Oh.
And yes. And she's also been married before and divorced.
Yes.
Yeah, and someone that we've wanted to be the Bachelorette. She was in running after Colton's season, so she's been kind of in the mix. So
yeah,
definitely like deserves to have her own season. Feel bad that she's coming in and it just becomes a comparison fest. Yeah,
yeah. That Haley, this question is for you. Are the people behind the scenes at the Bachelor franchise, have they been inspired by the Tampa Bay Rays, and will they consider using a starter for future seasons where an opener Claire comes in and pitches the first inning, and then another Bachelorette comes in and takes it for the next 5-6 innings?
You know what? That is a really apt comparison. Hopefully they won't take somebody out, you know, in the eighth inning that's doing really well, but they reach
Tayshia's doing great.
Count and then lose the World Series.
Get the hook. Yeah, for Tayshia. All right, we're going to take a quick break about what's going on with Claire and with Tayshia to thank tonight's sponsor. I have the First Lady of Podcasting here. Nicole, you're not going to believe what's going on The Bachelorette.
Actually, I do. I do know what's happening.
You know about this?
I do, and I'm very intrigued by
it. With Claire?
I haven't seen it, but I want to check it out.
Okay. Look, you better not be boring on this sponsored ad, because then I could get you right out of here like they did to Claire.
Like, no pressure.
Yeah. All right. Nicole, let's talk about the sponsor for this episode of the podcast. Those are our friends over on Echelon Fitness. You wanted to tell me about what's going on with Echelon?
I do want to tell you about it because, you know, I want to brag, but I'm kind of a fitness professional.
Yes. Okay. Well, that's very important. If you want to be on The Bachelor or Bachelorette, you have to have good fitness. That's very important.
And aren't they all like personal trainers?
A lot of them are.
Yeah. Well, maybe they have an Echelon.
Go on.
When it comes to getting or staying in shape, nothing feels as good as that feeling of accomplishment, of hitting your fitness goals and feeling great about yourself, and then taking that post-workout selfie.
Yes, okay, that's
because
very important.
Because if you don't post it, it didn't happen.
Taking selfies, a big part of Bachelor Nation.
I bet they take a lot of selfies. So I want to introduce to you the Echelon Fit. It is the evolution of fitness.
Yes.
So if you want to hit your goals, Echelon can get you there.
Okay.
Echelon offers the next generation of connected fitness bikes, fitness mirrors, rowing machines, and their all-new Echelon Stride Smart treadmill. No matter what your favorite fitness activity, Echelon will give you a fun and challenging workout from the comfort of your home. And you know what? We're in a pandemic. You're not going anywhere.
Yeah, I can't get to the gym at the La Quinta right now.
Their world-class instructors will motivate you with thousands of daily live and on-demand studio-level classes that are always available to you when you need them. And unlike their competitors, Echelon is affordable for everyone, and one membership lets up to 5 family members all work out at the same time. And can I keep it real for a second?
Sure, please do.
I've checked out the Echelon stuff, and
yes,
it's not breaking your bank.
Yes, affordable.
It's very affordable.
Yes.
And right now, you can try the Echelon fitness equipment at home for 30 days.
30 days, that's a long time. That's longer than Claire was hanging out at the resort with these bachelorette suitors. Nicole, thank you so much. And I'm telling you, you got to listen to the rest of this podcast. You're going to know everything you need to know about the bachelorette.
Or I'll just go on Twitter.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Nicole.
Bye.
So here comes Tayshia. She seems great. Now, going into this week's episode, we basically like do a reboot of the season. Amy, the guys that Claire eliminated really got hosed here because, right? Because Claire got rid of guys?
Yeah, definitely. There were guys that were eliminated
the
first night.
They should get to come back.
I thought so, too. I think they were just done with it.
Yes.
Yeah, the coronavirus.
Yeah.
And we're already seeing that Tayshia has very different taste from Claire. The
sure.
guys that were sort of like who Claire kind of faked it with, at least that's she kissed them or something. They're coming in and saying like, hey, give me a chance. And Tayshia just has eyes for guys that have had no airtime so far.
Okay. So I was mixing it up. Now, Haley, did any new guys come in also with Tayshia, or that she's still dealing with the same crop of guys that were there for Claire?
So Tayshia was left with, I can't remember if it was 15 or 16 guys from Claire. And then we see 4 new guys get a limo for her. I thought it was odd that it was only 4, but I am glad that they did bring more people in. But these aren't necessarily like new guys. These were guys who were originally cast for Claire's season.
Oh.
From what I understand is when they released the cast when Claire was starting to film. As far as I know, these 4 guys were on that list.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I think they had more guys that they were going to draw from, because what if they had COVID?
Yeah.
Because
I was confused.
Waiting.
Because I didn't know, like, I feel like every guy on the season looks the same almost, with the exception of, like, I feel like that, you know, all the white guys look exactly the same to me, where they all just have like a beard and I can't tell the difference between too many of them. So I was then very confused when there were more guys getting out of the limo. I wasn't sure if everybody was doing their intros again.
No, we just got 4 guys who Claire had not met. And Rob, there are some guys that I still don't know the difference between either. I think Brendan was a big star on the latest episode.
Yeah.
And you can't convince me I've ever seen that guy before.
Is he a new person or he's one of the old people?
No, he's been there.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. All right. But then I thought that the most compelling part of the episode from this week, then, we caught up with Claire and Dale. and had an interview with
them. This
was the
most compelling part of the episode for you?
Yeah, because for me, you know, I was more invested in the, like, what the hell is going on with Claire? Yeah. Why did she leave? That I needed to get some closure on this from last week. And so then Chris Harrison sat down with Claire to talk about what was going on. And she just talked about how, you know, happy it was. And she's talking about how, you know, Dale reminds her so much of her dad. But Chris Harrison has like a lot of questions for Claire. And they bring Dale out also. And he wants to know, Claire, can you tell us? Tell all of Bachelor Nation. Did you lie to Bachelor Nation about that? Did you talk with Dale? Did you do anything that would Bachelor Nation would not approve of? She's like, no, I swear on my dad's grave. I never did that. But Amy, I don't know. I still don't believe her.
Really?
I don't believe her.
I mean, she does have to sign a pretty strict contract. So, I mean, I guess there would be motivation to lie, but I don't know that she would take it to that level. Yeah. Maybe she could swear on her last engagement ring or something.
Yeah, Haley.
She's just not, doesn't seem like a liar to me. She's just too much of a straight shooter, but maybe I'm just naive.
Hmm. When did they film this interview? Was this filmed on location, like right after it happened, or is this filmed like recently?
I really have no idea. I haven't heard anything.
I think they must have filmed this after the season is over because
I would think.
Yeah, Amy, how would they know what Bachelor Nation is thinking?
Mm. Yeah, that's true. But then it made it look like they were still at La Quinta.
Hmm.
To me, it just really struck me that they clearly just want to move on from Claire because this is technically the after the final rose, that which should be at the end of a season. So they're really trying to bookend this and just get her segment out of the way and focus on Tayshia so that Claire and Dale can focus on babies.
Yes. Haley, has Claire been active on social media?
She's been sort of active in liking some tweets on Twitter.
Oh, about, what kind
about
of tweets?
About production pushing her out.
Production pushing her out. She's
and
it's always in
maybe
the lights.
This was the plan.
This was the plan. Okay. All right. So she feels like that this was maybe a coup against her.
She says now that she doesn't actually believe that, but I don't know if I believe that she doesn't believe that.
Hmm. Okay. All right. This is very, very interesting. Has she come out and said anything negative about the Tayshia administration?
No, I think she's pretty excited for Tayshia.
Okay. All right. So she is she's going through and she is, you know, cooperating with this transition.
Yes.
Okay.
I believe she's road tripping with Dale right now. I think she's in his hometown in South Dakota.
Hmm.
I have heard that. I have gotten some intel from one of our South Dakota listeners.
Yeah. Amy, do we know anything about Dale? I mean, he just seems like pretty bland. Okay, I guess you're like Claire's dad.
Yeah, this is one of the other things we, you know, not knowing any of the guys, we knew that she was obsessed with Dale, but really we only could kind of get that from the details that Claire would say about him. Like,
yeah,
oh,
handsome guy, but other than
right.
that, I don't really know anything about Dale.
I mean, he's a former football player. He's a model for Party City.
A model for Party City?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? Like Angela Rummins, who was like on
yeah,
the
exactly.
like, yep. model's costumes?
You got it.
Dale.
He was a taco, a gladiator, and Superman. Those are the ones that have been released.
Oh, okay. So, you know, people were sending me things about costumes. That's this guy. I thought he likes to wear costumes. I didn't know he was a costume model.
Yeah, he gets paid for it.
Hmm. Is Claire a big Halloween person?
She seems like a Christmas girl to me.
Uh-oh. Okay, not like a Big Brother contestant.
I hope she doesn't try and
hopefully
hit
not,
Dale
but
with
she
her car.
Too falls in love very easily. So that's another thing that they have in common. Okay. So then is this going to be it for Claire? Bachelor Nation is now going to move on from Claire?
I mean, we might see her in future seasons as like the guiding light at the beginning, being like, oh, like, this is your journey. Follow your heart. I only lasted 12 days because I followed my heart. So you've got to, you know, make the decisions for yourself. Like, I could see her coming in for that. But I'm hoping that this is the end of the road for her being a cast member.
Mm-hmm. This is more a pessimistic view, but I could only see her coming in like if she and Dale broke up and they were like, okay, now you have to come in and tell the lead, like, don't have tunnel vision because you never know.
Oh, yeah. I feel like that they would really want to make an example of her. See, like, you don't want to be like Claire. She thought she had something with Dale, but I guess not.
Right. So. I mean, I hope that they last, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And then, is there any sort of things that we should be following in terms of Tayshia's journey?
I think we should just keep our eyes out. I'm excited. Yeah. I really,
a reboot.
I feel like it felt like watching the episode last night was just like a breath of fresh air where it was just like, oh, okay, this is what it's supposed to be like. I thought Tayshia was super charming with all of the guys. In the one episode, she delivered what I expected from her.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really excited to see where this goes with Tayshia. You know, I wish we would have gotten her own full season where we could just focus on her. But I'm really excited about this.
Okay. I like that there's a guy, Easy. That's my guy.
He seems to be a fan fave.
it's a fan favorite. Okay. And then, Amy, have they filmed another Bachelor season already in quarantine?
I believe it's still filming. Went, they're East Coast right now. I think it's in Pennsylvania.
Oh.
So more of like a woodlands wintery feel.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought that they would probably just stay at the La Quinta.
Yeah, you would think.
Set up a bubble there.
I think we're getting like a little bit, I don't know, like kind of sick of La Quinta already.
Oh, no.
The dates have been, I think they're going to pull out the stops for Tayshia. They've already brought in horses for a horseback riding date.
Yes.
But Claire's dates were kind of like being on a high school soundstage, you know, like bringing, it just was not, you know, the spa was just like a little like foot wash thing that they brought in. Mm-hmm. I don't know that they really like, they just go to like her pool in her backyard. So I think they can, you know, make it feel like we've traveled by bringing the Bachelor season to a different area of the country,
yeah,
is my guess.
Haley, how many more weeks of The Bachelorette are there?
Was this week number 4? Like, was this episode number 4, Amy? Or was it 5?
Yeah. I feel like this was 5 based on my DVR.
Then I think we'll have 5 more weeks.
Episodes.
Well, I think so.
Hey, Tayshia's got to come in here and do some heavy lifting here with 5 weeks while Claire was just like taking her sweet time for the
Claire
first...
fell in love in 12 days, you know.
Boy.
Tayshia could fall in love in 20. Who knows?
Boy, okay. All right. Well, good luck to Tayshia. Amy, anything else we should be on the lookout for in the back half of this Bachelorette season?
I'm kind of looking out to see kind of what happens with the guys that fell more for Claire and if she's going to, because we haven't seen her eliminate anyone. We saw one guy eliminate himself, but if she's going to kind of go
that
for
guy?
Like, that was Jason.
Jason, what a loser.
I really had high hopes for them together too.
Yeah. Why not stick around? Well, why not stick around? Like, oh, my heart is broken because I was really falling for Claire. And I just did like these other guys. They have eyes for you, but I only have eyes for Claire. If I was Tayshia, I would have been like, get to stepping. Get the hell out of here. Get out of my sight.
She even gave him an out like, hey, you know, like you can still stay if you want. And I think Haley, didn't these guys know that they could not become the Bachelor too because it was already cast?
At this point,
so
they did.
They would have known, like, I don't want to try to make it to Final Four. There's no point. I'm not going to get cast as the next Bachelor either.
Beyond Bachelor in Paradise.
I think that's what they're all aiming for at this point.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's what they thought was going to be the twist when they said, like, you're still continuing on.
Hey, Tayshia is no slouch. Keep your eyes on the prize here, gentlemen.
Exactly.
Right? Okay. All right. Haley, do you have a favorite guy on this season?
Gosh, I think this might be recency bias, but I really enjoyed Brendan last night.
Brendan, yes.
I thought he was kind of like...
You know, he was married.
Yeah, I mean, that was an interesting twist. And I just really like their chemistry together. And I think he's pretty cute and
his
fun.
Buddies call him E-Money.
Yeah, that's interesting.
That should have been his big secret to reveal instead of that he was married.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I was married before,
I mean,
but I'm embarrassed
married,
to tell you that. I think Bennett's a lot of fun, too. He's not who I would probably go for if I was on the season. Who else do I like? I don't know. I'm having a good time with these guys, and I'm looking forward to more actually getting to know them, because I feel like we did not get to know any of them.
Yeah. Amy, they were flashing forward. It looks like that even Tayshia is broken down and crying. I'm wondering, is being the Bachelorette more of a curse than a blessing?
There's always something that's going to happen that's going to make the Bachelorette cry. But we've already been misled. Like, they showed Claire crying to producers, and it made it look like Dale was going to break up with her. She was just crying because she had to say goodbye to the other guys and felt bad for them. So this could be, you know, that her dress wasn't ready. I don't know what she's crying about. So I think it'll be a blessing for her.
Okay. Bachelorette back on Tuesdays the rest of the way. You could check out what Amy and Haley have to say every week in our Bachelorette Rehap Up feed. Go to robhasawebsite.com/whatbachelor.
Bachelor, I think you can also do Batchcast works.
Batchcast, yes.
I think so.
That's all good. Or just look for Bachelor, R-H-A-P, wherever you get your podcasts. Haley, of course, you could also hear on our great British Bake Off Rehap Up. Why should people be listening to that podcast?
Do you like joy, listeners? Well, then you should watch Great British Bake Off. It feels like a warm blanket of a show.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the podcast is a good accompaniment, where it was just like it's warmth and joy. And when people ask me like, oh, should I watch The Bachelorette, I go, no, just listen to the podcast. Although you should watch the season, it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But Great British Bake Off, you should definitely be watching. You can find it on Netflix. It's great.
Yes. What, I've never watched The Great British Bake Off. What is so great about The Great British Bake Off?
Rob, I don't know if you're going to love it because it's so food focused and you're a notorious food hater. I'm just kidding. It's a nice competition where everyone gets along and creates some really cool things.
Mm-hmm.
And British accents, which I'm a huge fan of.
Yes. That is well known. Amy, what else are you watching these days?
I just finished up watching Married at First Sight, which, you know, I'm not talking about The Bachelorette here. I'm talking about a separate show.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm enjoying that. I have started watching Bake Off so that I can listen to the podcast and understand what's going on. Mm-hmm. And then I'm looking forward to the next Love is Blind and things that they're saying are coming back on Netflix. You know, I'm waiting for that like January to hit again with mm-hmm. Circle and all that.
Yes. You just love the dating show so much.
I do.
Yes. But nothing is better than The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
It's the original.
It is the original. All right. Anything else that either of you want to say?
Not much. Just follow me on Twitter and Instagram @astrong_.
Okay. Why? What are you tweeting about? Anything good lately?
Let's go look at the hits.
Mm-hmm.
Just some polls about what you think a Long John is or an Eclair.
You're polling people.
I'm polling people. I'm not being polled.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
Just talking about food, I tweeted a picture of my cat dressed up as a witch on Halloween.
Oh, wow. Yes, I see.
So, yeah.
Yes. Of course. Also, Haley is recently married to the love of her life, that it wasn't as quick as Claire and Dale, but it happened, and very excited for.
Although
Haley,
Amy
and
I have been together for longer than Ethan and I have been together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So longer lasting relationship here, me and Amy.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And Amy, How about you?
Not a whole lot. My most viral tweet was your birthday greeting.
Yes, that was so great. You know what?
It was so funny.
It was such a blur of my birthday. I was in New York, a million things going on. And then I sat down at the end of the day, and this was incredible that you had a great tweet thread comparing all of the Big Brother costume punishments to different pictures of me throughout the years. That must have taken you forever.
Not too bad. You know, Google's pretty good. So, yeah, I just thought it was, I think the red jumpsuit, I think, triggered something. And I was like, I think I can come up with something for this.
Yeah. Okay. If you missed that, go ahead and check out at RHAP Recapper. Mm. Yes. I am intern Amy.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right. But this was so much fun. I love getting to catch up with both of you. I love to dip my toes into the Bachelor, Bachelorette world, especially when there's drama.
And when there's not much else on to watch.
Yeah.
We're always excited when you call us up, you know? We know Bachelor is not your like favorite cup of tea, but we're always excited to talk to you about it.
Yes. Well, I was here for the mess. I loved it, and I'm happy to see Claire get out and bring in the new hotness, Tayshia. I feel like that they really, you know, went to the well a bunch of times of Tayshia getting out of the pool in this episode also. So like Mike Fleiss was like, all right, let's put that clip in again.
Yeah. Are you going to keep watching the season?
If I'm hearing it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was like a,
we'll keep you updated.
Yeah. You keep me updated. Let me know if I need to be watching it again.
Or if there's like a really good episode, we'll let you know and you can just check out that one.
Yes. Okay. Well, of course, check out more from Amy and Haley in our Bachelorette Rehap Up feed. Thank you so much for listening to this check-in here on The Bachelorette. We got a lot still going on this week with everything with The Amazing Race. Plus, we just launched a brand new Survivor off-season podcast series with Mike Bloom. It's called Outwit, Outplay, Outlist. This week, we went through the best and the best of the Survivor product placements throughout the history of the show. Stephen Fishback called it an outrage on Twitter. He thinks it's arbitrary and reductive to be ranking things, but that's exactly what we're doing on the brand new podcast. Check that out at robisawebsite.com. Thank you so much for listening. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.